Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our ritual. This is our daily discipline where we take 20, 30 minutes every single day. You put on the earphones. You and I connect in this manner. And we kind of think about our lives, what we are doing, where we want to go, and we evaluate if we have the right mindset. We're taking the right actions to get to where we say we want to go. It's a gut check time. It's time to really evaluate our lives, where we're going. It was so many different responsibilities, so many people tugging at us. So many things are distracting us, right? So much stimuli out there. This is the time where we just clear our heads and we think about us. Sharpen the saw, so to speak. So how you doing this morning? Brand new day, brand new week. How do you go about your life and how you direct your energy? Do you have plans for the week and you sprint all week long, take a break on the weekend, sprint all week long, take a break on the weekends? Or for you, are you just determined to do a little bit every single day? It doesn't matter if it's a weekday or a weekend. More, it's like a little bit every single day, and you pride yourself on that consistency. It's almost like a marathon. You just keep on pushing without the need or the desire to take those breaks. What works best for you? You know, I'm probably the guy who just chips away a little bit every single day. Don't really worry about weekends. Take breaks here and there rather than, you know, blocking myself in with those sprints. Now, as I, you know, talk about that, I'm not necessarily sure if that is the best strategy. You know, when I talk about training, I talk about you got to have that intensity. You got to short, brief sessions, set that deadline, sprint rather than milk it out and decrease the intensity by lengthening the workout. Maybe that's something I should think about. But how do you guys go about it? Like I said, this is the time where two people, you and I, were passionate about bodybuilding, training, fitness, but really we're passionate about life, becoming the very best we can be, using all of our physical body, mental, emotional, psychological, all the resources that we have available, how we use our time, how we use the people who are available to us to help us to create win-win situations. People are a tremendous resource, but we have to understand that. We have to know how to manage people. We have to look for those opportunities, and we have to look for opportunities to motivate, to inspire people to want to help us because we add so much value to their life. You know, from my experience in this bodybuilding and training world and the different personalities, and, you know, we may see ourselves so different. I think that if you're the type of person to listen to this podcast, if you're dedicated to the bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle, you know, you probably made it through 6 months or so, a year, and it's now become a part of your life. We have a lot more in common than we have those differences. I know a lot of people, we get into this little group and then we notice all the differences. But I have this belief that we have a lot of similarities. There's a lot of common traits that we share. And that's what I really focus on. I just make the assumption that you and I are a lot alike, and that's where I'm sharing my stories and what goes through my head. And it's really not about me. I hope I've made that perfectly clear that these podcasts and, you know, what I talk about, this is really not about me. I talk about what's on my mind, what I'm passionate about, the game, the challenge, the puzzle, the combination lock of life that I'm going through. And I just throw my thoughts out there instead of just talking about some seminar material. Okay, today would be a good day to talk about this or that. You know, that way I can have passion, emotion. You can hear it in my voice, and it has a better chance of connecting with you, especially if that's what you're going through at the moment, or you have been recently going through it, or, you know, you listen to this podcast and then you listen to it. Hey, that's an interesting story. It's nice that Skip's sharing his stories about his life or what he's going through his head, his thoughts, his actions. But that really doesn't apply to me. And then maybe 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now, oh, wow, this is what he was talking about. Now I get it. I get what he was talking about. And that's what I'm doing here with my stories, getting you to think about your life. And really, because in this world with different kinds of people all going in different directions, you know, sometimes you've chosen the path that you've taken, the bodybuilding and training, the personal development, always evaluating yourself and working hard to your goals. Sometimes you can feel like out of place. It seems like everybody else, they just stop and smell the roses, and you're doing all this, you know, all this pressure on yourself, right? And thinking about things, and it doesn't seem maybe to you that other people around you are thinking these same thoughts, and it can be a really lonely feeling. I think you know what I'm talking about. So this is your chance. If you're the type of person who have been listening to these Morning Connection podcasts, this is your safe place. You're amongst a friend who is going through the same path in life. Maybe I'm a little bit further ahead in some areas, especially with the specifics of bodybuilding and training. But as you can see, no matter what it is I've accomplished, you see, I'm still going through the same thoughts and actions. And that could be really inspiring to a person. They might go, wow, you know, Skip, look at what has accomplished, all of his accomplishments, what he's doing. And he thinks the same way as I do. And that can be encouraging. How, if you respect what I've done, my accomplishments, you admire some of the things that I've done, that I'm going through the same thoughts and challenges and the whole process of life just like you. Or it could be very discouraging. You're thinking, holy crap, I'm going to be thinking this same way when I'm old, and even after all the things I accomplished like him? That sucks. I don't know. I guess it's how you look at it. But that's what I just try to do. It's all about you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast every morning. It's really, really made the connection with a lot of people. And thank you for all the emails that I'm getting, the comments that you're posting. I love the retweets, the likes on Facebook. It's really getting the word out. And I really appreciate that support. You know, this is part of my business plan. To connect with you in this manner. Yeah. Do I love it? Do I love the connection? Do I love the emails? Do I love the feedback? Do I love knowing that I'm making you feel good? And hopefully, more importantly than making you feel good, helping you get that mindset to actually take action to make things in your life improve, to get closer and closer to that overall quality of life that you really want. So I enjoy all this. These podcasts are great for me to wake up first thing in the morning and get my thoughts together in a positive manner by not only getting them out for myself, at the same time helping you go through this process too. But this is part of my business plan. And my business is Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding and supplement line. I put a lot of work, a lot of effort over the years setting up this company after my years and years of experience. Really have focused on quality, 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 even if it cost me more. I mean, Supreme Clean Mass Machine Nutrition. You can be guaranteed of the quality. And I know that in the supplement industry, a lot of people make a lot of promises. If you gather from these podcasts the type of person I am, all right, who would do a Morning Connection podcast 43 days in a row like this one, in addition to all the information I post freely? You see the passion in my writing. You read that passion. It's helped you. You hear the passion in my voice. You see the level of commitment I have to what I say I'm going to do. Then how can it not? How can it not go over into the quality of my Mass Machine products? You just can't separate the two. And I hope that you can get that feeling and that trust from what I am producing. And again, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine nutrition, your continued support. If you haven't tried my Mass Machine Nutrition Supplements, you're into this bodybuilding and fitness and training, you're going to get them from somebody, right? Instead of just going to the GNC, you know, click over a link, go to skiplacour.com, go to bodybuilding.com, give it a shot, all right? Really appreciate your support. You know, I'll tell you, I was online, and I just happened to be watching this human interest story. It was like a documentary of a person's life, and you know, I just couldn't help. I mean, I had so many emotions going back and forth. This is something that I talked about in other podcasts about, you know, seeing other people and their success. You know, how does that affect you? Are you inspired by it, right? Or does it make you look at your life and, you know, think of how you're falling short? And then, when you know that, I mean, then how do you fill up your time? Is it with people who are your peers, who are in your industry or your interest, right? Because if you spend your time learning about the people in your particular interest group, your business career, whatever it is that you want, people who are going for those same things, I'll tell you, you're going to find people who just blow what you do out of the water. Because of their level of focus and accomplishment, maybe they've just been doing it longer, they're going to blow you out of the water with what they've accomplished. There's just no doubt about it. All right. At the same time, you might see a lot of things about them that you're thinking, wow, you know, maybe I have it better than what I thought because, yeah, they have these things, but I value other things. And I have that where that person doesn't. But it's really, you know, I really believe, you know, like I said, listening to this podcast, it's really not about me. It's the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts that I bring up in your mind about your life. That's what my purpose is, you know. That's what my purpose is. And I realize it's not about the other person when I'm watching these documentaries or these biographies. It's how they make me feel about where I'm going. And it's really a choice. It's really a choice on my part on how I want to interpret it. Do I want to focus on all the things they do have that I don't have, all the accomplishments that they do have that I don't have, and then really use that as a driving force to inspire me to work harder? Wow, if they did it, I can do that too. Or does that make me think, wow, man, I've been working really hard. I think I have. I think I've been smart about it. And I'm nowhere near where that guy is. And, man, does that make you think, will that make me think that maybe I'm not doing something right? Maybe I just can't get this. Maybe I'll never be able to get it like he did. Or am I intentionally looking for holes in that person's life and going, ha, 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 oh, good, he doesn't have that. I have that. Look, he doesn't have that. There's just, you can pick out anything about any situation, and it's what you choose to focus on and then translate it to what that means to you. And when I do this, I really, and, you know, some people don't even want that type of thought process, that stimulation from other people's life in their particular arena. So they'll jump into the lives and the biographies in the situations of people who they can't directly compare themselves to, right? So, you know, I don't know if they're in fitness, then they study people, they get inspired by people in the business world, right? Or entertainment, all right? They stay out of their particular area, the people in it who are succeeding because it just doesn't feel good. You know, I was talking to my wife, we were talking about this whole thing about natural bodybuilding versus the not natural bodybuilding and why non-natural bodybuilding, right? However you wanted to describe it, you know, bodybuilders who use steroids and other physique enhancing drugs, why that is so massively, massively, massively more popular than natural bodybuilding. And because of it, the bodybuilders now have so many more opportunities to travel the world, to make money from what they love to do, to have these incredible fan bases, right? And it's really fueled not by people who take steroids. You know, I've always said this, if you go to your gym, what is there? Maybe one guy, and I know you never know, but see, natural bodybuilders seem to, or guys, whether or not they're competitive bodybuilders or not, they want to believe that everybody out there is taking steroids, right? You know, I don't believe that's true. You go to the gym, hell, there's nobody taking steroids. One, two guys in a gym, maybe. I mean, who knows, right? But it's far, far the minority. And the fan base of bodybuilding, you know, is so, the people who take steroids in the fan base, it's so small, the people who use steroids. The people who are funding all the fans on the fan page and saying, Joe or whatever bodybuilder, you are so awesome. You know, they're all made up of guys who don't take drugs, right? And I really think, and this is what I was talking about. I think that one is people are fans first and foremost, right? And as long as they don't directly compare themselves to the steroid-taking bodybuilders, hey, they're in a different class or a different animal, they don't do it like me, then they're okay with it. You know, they can be that crazy fan and focus on what a great person he is and appreciate his physique, right? But the thing is the guys who are out there, when they are out there training hard, trying to build muscle, going through the grind, that 1 ounce of muscle, one less body fat, and then it's bodybuilder, I'm now comparing you to what I do, and that's try to build muscle and lose body fat, right? Okay. That's when they draw the line, and that's when they start, you know, downgrading steroids and all the guys who take them. They don't support chemically assisted bodybuilding and those guys, this, that, fill in the blanks, right? It's when they compare it to themselves. That's when they have the problem. But most of the time, they don't. They can be a fan of the sport because they're looking at, you know, Mr. Olympia or whoever, and they don't compare themselves. They're a fan for that moment. So it's kind of an interesting thing, you know, how people can break that off in their mind. So how about, you know, for you? I mean, how are you getting the inspiration? I'll tell you, I'm working with one bodybuilder, and it's really, I'm not getting paid. Really, there's probably a little bit of little opportunity in it for me. I think it was like a personal thing. Like, it isn't like I have so much time to give away, but I don't know. I just something I'm really passionate about helping people. There's something that caught my eye that, all right, I'm going to do this. And it just really, you know, makes me realize that really how good you are and how good you're going to be is really, it really depends on your standards. What you think is training hard, training heavy, being consistent, right? What intensity is. All that is just, there's no right or wrong or black and white. It's whatever it is you think it is, right? It's, if you think it's heavy, then it is heavy. What are your standards, right? And the challenge is, in this particular gentleman, I just don't think his standards are high enough. What he naturally will push himself to do. And you know what? It doesn't matter what my opinion is. It's like, it's how happy you are as a person with your life. Are you really, are you happy with what you've been able to produce? Or do you think it's somebody else's fault? I don't know. Because if you're not getting the results that you want, it's probably with your standards. There's a lot of things that you can control. You know, I'll tell you, everything in life that I haven't achieved at the level that I want. You know, I know it's because my standards weren't high enough. What I thought was good enough or consistent enough, it obviously wasn't. I don't blame anybody else or opportunities. It's me. It's my desire, how hard I'm going to push myself, how I keep on working towards standards and reevaluating to see if they're high enough and keep on shooting high. Is heavy enough? Is being focused enough? Is being consistent enough, right? Is being committed committed enough. Those are just words, but everybody has a different standard they attach to it. And where that comes in is, you know, who are you comparing yourself to? How do you know if your standards are high enough? Because you say so? You're comparing it to something, right? I hope that you're just not going to the gym and you're saying, well, my progress is really good. Well, how do you know that? Because I think it is. You know, if you're getting the results, then that's fine. But if you're falling short, your standards may need to be checked. If heavy, if consistent, if eating clean, or whatever, your form, your level of, again, focus, and all those things consistent, are those standards, you know, high enough? And that's really going to determine how well you do. And how are you developing that? You're going to have to get it from people, somehow, some way. So if you spend your time just avoiding the people who make you feel a little bit uncomfortable because they're achieving a lot more than you, you're going to have a hard time setting standards, right? So, but it's all in your mind how you interpret all this. You got Facebook, you got social media, all right? You know, really think about that, because these things can really, really help you or really, really hurt you. And then getting back to this documentary, I kind of looked at, and I kind of went through the whole gamut of being inspired and jealous and then focusing on, well, I have this, this, and this, or whatever. I don't know. I really focus on, if I'm taking the time to watch this, I want something out of it. Again, it's not about that person who is in the documentary. It's about me in my life. And the way I came about it, you know, is that, you know, this person has all the successes because of their tremendous focus and sacrifice and those standards. They want it way more than maybe if I was in that situation. And that's what it comes down to. And I look at my bodybuilding career. I can tell you the reason why I accomplished so much was simply I just wanted it more than people around me. They may have thought they did, but I just wanted more. I was willing to sacrifice more, and I did it for years and years and years, and it just stacked up. You know, and so what I finally came away with it is, man, okay, you've done some things and you focus, man, to take your life to the next level. It's going to take, you know, a whole new level of focus. And it really moved me. And I'm not sure, I'm still kind of figuring out in my head is, you know, all those emotions. Do I look at the positive? Do I look at the negative? I'm jealous. Am I inspired? I mean, I had all these things going on. And so the thing that, you know, I kind of took it away from it is, you know what, Skip, you became great at bodybuilding, or the things that you're great at, because you were just willing to focus, sacrifice. And the things that you sacrificed in life, it wasn't a sacrifice to you. You wouldn't have had it any other way, definitely at that period of time. And that's what it's going to take to get me to where I want to go. Because really, I'm watching the documentary. I'm looking for clues on how I can make my life better, right? So again, it got a lot out of it. Went through a lot of emotions. And so the first thing that I did just an hour or so ago when I woke up in the morning is I took inventory of all the things that I've accomplished so far in 2013. I don't even know if that was what I was planning to do when I was starting this little exercise, right? Because, you know, I have all these goals, and, you know, here we are at the end of September. We've got three more months in this year. I've set goals for this year. I've got them on my vision board, and I look at it every single morning. Then I go into my office, and I have these dry erase boards with all these goals. And, you know, really, I'm always moving forward. I'm always working hard. But really, how many of those goals that am I going to really hit that I established at the beginning of this year? Probably, I don't know, about 60% of them, you know, at the most, right? And I know that's part of the process. You aim high, you work, and you accomplish things, but it's just like, oh, you know, is it like I've been constantly moving, constantly stepping up to the challenge, managing stress, getting up early every morning, staying up late at night, putting in my time, even having, you know, pretty decent results. But really, how closer am I to getting my goals, right? So I took the time to write these things out. Two things I noticed is, number one is, here in 2013, I have definitely accomplished a lot of things that I set out to do, right? So that was a good thing, just listing. I mean, they came out, you know, pretty quickly, and that was a good feeling. But you may want to do that. You know, first of all, you have to be the type of person who sets up those sprints, like, you know, what do you want to accomplish in this month, or what do you want to accomplish in this year, for you to evaluate a certain period of time, because you don't want to, like, okay, what have I accomplished in my life? I guess you could do that, right? But if you think about it, there might be periods of your life where you accomplished a lot more, and then you had, you know, setbacks or distractions that may have lasted a couple of years. So, you know, just a chunk of period of time. And so for me, it was 2013. So again, I'm writing down a lot of things I accomplished, making me feel good. But and when I was finished with the list, I thought, wow, this was a good, it was a good setup year, right? It was, there's so many things to make, you know, my vision of what I want to accomplish come true. It's not just, I'm just, again, I always say this, being a bodybuilder is so easy. I mean, simple, let's put it as simple. It's not easy to follow through, but, you know, it's just training, it's just eating. And if you want to, you know, shut out a lot of other things and that's all you want to focus on, it makes it a lot more simple, makes it a lot actually easier to follow through and get those results. You know, the more and more you want, the more diverse the things you are, you want in life, from this area of life and this area and this area of life. I mean, it takes a lot of management, a lot of chipping away. And, you know, that's what I feel that I've done here in 2013, made a lot of progress in a lot of areas of my life. Definitely, I have to be thankful, right? So the writing, going through that process, and you may want to try this, that was a really good thing. But I noticed when I was writing these things out, I was going, yeah, but. It was almost every time I was writing something really positive that took me a lot of planning and a lot of work to accomplish, my mind couldn't help but see the flip side. Yeah, but I need to do this and I need to do this, and I didn't make any progress over there. Anyway, so what I did is I got that list, I put it in a very obvious place so I can refer to it. I'll probably add some things over the next couple of days, right? But I think the biggest thing, again, you know, as I'm going, hey, thank you for letting me ramble. I hope my rambling is helpful to you in some way. But one thing that I got from, you know, watching that documentary and then going through this process this morning about the things that I've accomplished in 2013, what I've realized, you know, more than anything from, you know, these two experiences just over less than the last 24 hours, is that what made me a great bodybuilder and the person who created the avenue so you came into my circles and are listening to me right now on this podcast was because of my ability to focus. Not because I was, you know, really able to do 20 things really well. And 2013 was a great setup year where I got things in line. You know, a lot of great things happened in my personal life. Business is going well. You know, I'll tell you, it's going well, but I'll tell you, as if you know, if you're an entrepreneur, the minute that comes out of your mouth, it's like you can't. Every single day is a challenge. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. I mean, you got to get up in the morning with your game face on, ready to kill it again every day. That's how you have to think of it as an entrepreneur. If you're talking about things are going well, it's almost like you're assuming that they'll go well in the future. And if you have that attitude, you will get crushed in business. So if you're a young guy and if you're in business, you probably already know this, or you should know this. All right. But this next year, so finish off these 3 months in 2013, you know, doing the same things. But 2014 is about focus, you know, taking it down to two or three areas of my life only, and just waking up every single morning and focus. That's what the gentleman in the documentary did. That's what I take out of it. That's what I look back on what I've accomplished. It was just focus, not trying to be everything to everybody all the time. I mean, that's what creates outstanding results. Think about it. Remember I said, you know, are your standards high enough? Is heavy, heavy training in the gym? Is consistent? It's all who you compare it to, right? So now that you're looking at Facebook and social media and seeing what everybody's so great at, whether they're taking selfies in the mirror and they have this great body, okay, or they have all their material things, or they talk about their business and it's just so amazing, right? You know, now you're getting to see the very best of the very best who you don't really know their life, but they just focused on that one area, all right? And that's what they're displaying to you. Now that becomes what you're comparing yourself to. Is that a fair comparison? I mean, who knows? I mean, like I said, you can look at their life and say, yeah, but they don't have this, or they, oh, I'll just assume they don't have that, and thereby diminish in your mind what they accomplished, because you're making up things where you're assuming that they're deficient in to make yourself feel better. But again, the thing is people are presenting their very best light. They really do have that body. They really do have all those material things. They really do have their business and their friends and their life and their family that they're portraying. They really do have it. Now that becomes something to compare yourself to see if your standards are high enough. That may be unfair, but that's reality now in this world of social media and everybody presenting everything about themselves. You know, I tell you, that's why in this podcast, I just want to be, you know, just like you. I don't want to be a part of, wow, I'm so awesome. I'm this, I'm that. You know, I mean, I guess, you know, if you respect, wow, this guy does these podcasts every single day. He's willing to put his heart out there and tell us these stories. You know, I guess by things of consistency and follow through, you know, that's what you're looking as great things. I guess I'll take those. But, you know, you notice how I never talk about trophies or this or that or when I accomplish this or that, because I don't want to be a part of something that makes you feel anxious or even jealous. And again, you know, however you want to, people don't want to admit to that. I admit it too. There's a lot of things when I was watching that documentary that, you know, made me jealous. I don't want to make you feel that way. And I don't ever want to not appreciate what I accomplished. But if you knew what it took for me to win those trophies, all right, to have those pictures in the magazines, all right, if you knew what it took away from the quality of my life, all right, you wouldn't be feeling, you know, jealous. You just wouldn't. It wouldn't make you feel bad. I mean, you may want some of the things, and I'm more than happy to share the strategies because I don't have to focus that hard to look great now because I put myself to learn all that, right? But you just wouldn't be jealous because I paid a tremendous price, and all these things that I'm going towards accomplishing now, it's to, you know, make up for all that focus. And, you know, the plan is to dovetail or use all those successes to, you know, draw attention and help me out in other areas of life. But again, this is just how I'm processing, you know, all this stuff. How are you processing it? But really, your ability to be outstanding, again, if you're comparing yourself to all these people who are outstanding at this and this and this in your areas of life, you got to just remember that they were able to focus on that. So if that's what that level that you want to, that's what's going to take. And, you know, this year, I did a lot of the setup work, accomplished chip, but, you know, I talk about this in my Man Formation program. It's being process-driven or results-driven. Like, do you get complacent or satisfied when you just accomplish a lot of things on your to-do list? You're always busy, right? Or are you results-driven that, you know, all those little things, it really doesn't matter. It's not doing those things. It's not going to the gym. It's not eating this meal. It doesn't mean, you know, you use flexible dieting or clean dieting or this training routine or whatever. Those are just part of the process. Is it producing the body that you want? Are you results driven. Because when you can be totally results driven, the process, number one, it will become a lot easier because you won't waste your time doing a whole bunch of things that make you feel busy, right? And everything you do will be, you'll evaluate. Is this, again, one thing I always say, is this the highest and best use of my time? Everything that you do throughout your day, you won't be just satisfied with being busy if it doesn't lead to your result. So that's another thing I kind of, you know, took out of this last 12 hours of introspection, is that I accomplished a lot of things. Are they really leading to those results? And I'll tell you, I'm going to start the process right now, but next year is about results. There's going to be like three areas of my life, and every single day, that's all I'm focusing on. Not this big, gigantic list of all these different things. I'm going to focus on these three. I'm going to really take the time to think about them. And then every single day isn't going to just be about accomplishing things. It's going to be, hey, is this getting closer to my goals? So, hey, thanks for allowing me to do this little brain dump. Hopefully you found that helpful, right? Send me an email if you can identify with what I'm saying and, you know, what you made out of all this. I'd really love to hear, you know, because this wasn't one where I'm Skip the guy who, this is what you need to do, this is what I learned, this is what I've gone through. And, you know, this is more like, hey, this is what I'm going through, man. Can you relate? Are you going through it? I really want to know if you can relate, because I'll do more of this kind of brain dumping as of what I'm going through if you find value in it. Because this is, again, this podcast, I don't just do it just to do it, right? It's to provide value for you so you feel good. It takes your life to a higher level. So thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. So many gurus, so many experts, so many podcasts. Just click, click, click over the internet, and you've taken the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. So have a great day. Have a great week. All right? And we'll connect again tomorrow.